Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. We have all the answers to your home, building or farm needs. Welcome to Top Pub Team, a general knowledge quiz contested between 16 pubs and hotels here in the Northwest. Asking the questions, Billy Patterson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. Well, we've teams from Donegal, Derry and Tyrone, and no doubt the competition will be tight as our four stalwarts play to uphold the honour of their local place of refreshment. Six rounds of team questions, two rounds of individual questions, a total of eight rounds, eight questions per round. The referee, scorekeeper and timekeeper is Fionnuala Rabbitt, and here she is with the rules of the contest.
There'll be 2 points for a correct answer for a team question, and if they get it wrong, it will be thrown over to the other team, who will get 1 point if they then answered correctly. We can only accept the first answer. The team captains will answer on behalf of the teams. The individual questions are also worth 2 points, but will not be thrown over to the other team if answered incorrectly. 10 seconds is allowed to consider each answer, and in the event of a tie at the end of the contest, the two captains will play against one another in a sudden death playoff to determine the winner.
Thanks, Fionnuala. Well, tonight our two teams up to do battle are the Bridge Bar Remelton and Christie's Bar Strabane. Playing for the Bridge Bar are Ken McIntyre, who will be the captain, Declan Foley, Dean Boyce and Kevin Shields. Playing for Christie's Bar are Jerry O'Connell, the captain, Aidan Dunn, Sean Haughey and Noel McGinley. Well, we tossed a coin before we came on air and the Bridge Bar won and elected to go first. So, Bridge Bar, the first question of the competition, off we go. What does a theodolite measure, Bridge Bar?
Measures angles.
It measures angles for 2 points, absolutely right. Christie's Bar. What does a cooper make?
Barrels.
He makes barrels for 2 points. Bridge Bar. What does a costermonger sell? A costermonger. If you know My Fair Lady, you'll probably know. What does a costermonger sell?
Corsets.
Who?
Corsets.
Next, throw it over for 1 point to Christie's Bar. Costermonger sells. Need an answer quickly, chaps. You've already had 10 seconds to think. No answer?
Fruit.
That'll do. Fruit and vegetables. You got an extra point. Right. Your own question, Christie's Bar. Who sang the Bond theme, Goldfinger? Goldfinger.
Shirley Bassey?
She did for 2 points. Bridge Bar, chemically pure gold has how many carats? Chemically pure gold.
24
carats is correct. 2 points. Christie's Bar, what is halitosis? Halitosis.
Bad breath?
It is. It is bad breath. 2 points. Bridge Bar, what is the highest mountain in the Alps? The highest mountain in the Alps.
Mont Blanc.
Mont Blanc is correct for 2 points. You can keep that in a bit closer, Ken, if you want. Christie's Bar, your last question of the first round. Which artist painted sunflowers?
Vincent van Gogh.
Vincent van Gogh, he did indeed. Right. Well, that's the end of the first round. It seems a high-scoring round. Fionnuala.
Well, Christie's Bar scored 9 in total, and the Bridge Inn Bar scored 6.
Right. Here we go. Round 2. Plenty of time to catch up, boys. Fear not. Bridge Bar Remelton. Which children's rhyme was associated with the Black Death? Children's rhyme.
Ring-a-ring-a-rosy.
Ring-a-ring-a-rosies is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar. In which decade of the 20th century was Marlon Brando born? in which decade of the 20th century was Marlon Brando born? Need an answer, chaps?
The 1920s?
Absolutely right, the 1920s. Bridge Bar. Which beetle was sacred to Egyptians?
The scarab.
The scarab is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar. What is the largest member of the crow family? The largest member of the crow family.
Blackbird?
No. 1 point over to the Bridge Bar if you get it right.
Raven.
The Raven. The Raven is correct for 1 point. Now, Bridge Bar, your own question. What is the main river flowing through Hamburg called? The main river flowing through Hamburg is the...
Danube.
Throw it over for 1 point to Christie's Bar. But you need to answer quickly on a bonus question, lads. Main river flowing through Hamburg is the...
The Weser?
No, it's the Elbe, gentlemen, the Elbe. Now, Christie's Bar, your question. What was the nickname of the V1 flying bombs? They had a nickname, the V1 flying bombs.
A doodlebug?
A doodlebug is correct for 2 points. Last question of the second round for Bridge Bar. What is the name of the motel in Psycho? The motel in Psycho was called...
Bates' Motel.
Bates' Motel, it was indeed. And Christie's Bar. Which ocean liner retired in 1967 and became a hotel on Long Beach? Ocean liner, retired, 67, became a hotel on Long Beach. What was it called, please?
Queen Mary?
The Queen Mary is correct for 2 points. Right, that's the end of the second round, gentlemen. And Fionnuala will have a score for us.
Christie's Bar scored 6, giving them a total of 15. And the Bridge Bar scored 7, bringing their total to 13.
Right. Getting closer and plenty of time and plenty of questions to go. Bridge Bar, here we go. Round 3. Team questions. Gladstone's initials were W-E. What did that stand for? W-E. Gladstone.
William Edward.
William Edward is wrong. Sorry. I'll throw it over for 1 point to Christie's Bar if they get it right.
William Ewart.
William Ewart, E-W-A-R-T, is correct. That's a bonus point for Christie's Bar. Now, your own question, Christie's Bar. In which comic did Corky the Cat first appear? Corky.
The Dandy.
The Dandy is correct for 2 points. Bridge Bar. What was the answer that won the first million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? What was the answer? That was the lady, wasn't it? Didn't she win it?
Eleanor of Aquitaine?
No. 1 point if Christie's get it right. What was the answer that won the first million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The answer was... Need it quickly, fellows. Thank you.
Edward II?
Not right, I'm afraid. Close. Henry II was actually the answer to the question. Now, your own question, Christie's Bar... In legend, who removed the thorn from the lion's paw? In legend, who removed the thorn from the lion's paw?
Androcles?
Androcles did indeed for 2 points. Bridge Bar, what means of transport features in the film The Hunt for Red October?
Submarines.
Sorry again?
Submarines.
2 points, absolutely right. Christie's Bar. Who played James Bond in the 1984 Never Say Never Again? Who played James Bond, 1984, Never Say Never Again.
Roger Moore.
I'll throw it over for 1 point.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is correct, so Bridge Bar gets one bonus point there. Now, your own question, Bridge Bar. Houston, we have a problem, starts the action in which film? Houston, we have a problem.
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13 is correct for 2 points, Bridge Bar. Now, Christie's Bar. Which country is the setting for Oliver Stone's Platoon? Which country was it set in?
Vietnam.
Vietnam is correct for 2 points. So, gentlemen, we have played 3 rounds. We have now 2 individual rounds to play. But in the meantime, the score is?
After round 3, Christie's Bar scored a total of 7, bringing them to 22. And Bridge Bar scored a total of 5, bringing them to 18.
Only four in it. Right, gentlemen, the first individual round goes to the Bridge Bar. We'll ask you all your questions first. Here we go. Ken, who starred as Sid in Bless This House? They're all TV questions, by the way. Only yourself.
Sid James.
Sid James is correct for 2 points. Dean, what is Mrs. Bucket's first name in Keeping Up Appearances? Mrs. Bouquet, she calls herself.
Hyacinth.
Hyacinth is correct for 2 points. Declan, who was the comic with the short, fat, hairy legs?
Kenny Everett?
No, but Ernie Wise. Ernie Wise, the comic with the short, fat, hairy legs. And Kevin, who was the slave played by... who was the slave played by Frankie Howard in Up Pompeii? What was his name?
Spartacus.
No, Lurkio. Lurkio. Right, Christie's Bar, your individual questions. Which comedy series was set in a Torquay hotel? Which comedy series was set in...
Fawlty Towers.
Fawlty Towers is correct. That's Cherry. Aidan, your question. In Porridge, who was Lenny Godber's cellmate? In Porridge, Lenny Godber's cellmate was...
Fletcher.
Norman Stanley Fletcher. That's him. Now, Sean, which actor played Ernie Bilko?
Phil Silvers
did. And Noel, what is Frazier's surname? Frazier.
I don't know.
Don't know. His name is Frazier Crane. That's his name. So that's the end of the first round of individual questions. Now, Fionnuala.
After that round, Christie's Bar has 6, bringing them to 28. And the Bridge Bar had 4, bringing them to 22.
Okay, there's plenty of time to go and a good number of questions left. So I just want to remind you that the sponsor of the program is Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to all your farm, home and building questions. Thank you to Rafoe Hardware. Let us continue with the quiz. Back to the Bridge Bar. Ken, your question. Who played the title role in Mrs. Doubtfire?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams did for 2 points. Now, Dean, Daniel Day-Lewis is the last of which people in the 1992 film?
Mohicans.
The Mohicans is correct for 2 points. Questions on the movies this time. Declan, what nationality is Antonio Banderas?
Spanish.
He is Spanish for 2 points. And Kevin, which Kevin played John Dunbar in Dances with Wolves?
Costner.
Costner is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar, Jerry. Who played the spoof spy Austin Powers in the 1990s films? Who played the spoof spy Austin Powers in the 1990 films? His name was... Need an answer, please?
Sorry, Scott.
No? Mike Myers. He was the one. Aidan, your question. Which character said, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get."
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump did indeed. Sean, who played Rose in the blockbuster Titanic? Who played Rose in Titanic? He is gripping himself and laughing because he doesn't know. Am I right? No, Sean?
Kate Winslet.
Did you pull that out of the air? Yeah. Excellent, 2 points. Right, Noel. Liz Hurley was the longtime partner of which Four Weddings and a Funeral star? Liz Hurley, longtime partner of which Four Weddings and a Funeral star?
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant is correct for 2 points. Very good. So, we have 3 rounds to go, 3 sets of team questions, and at the end of that round, Fionnuala.
At the end of round 5, Christie's Bar scored 6, bringing them to 34, but the Bridge End Bar scored 8, so they're gaining. They're now at 30.
Excellent. Here we go. The last roundup, gentlemen. Team questions for the Bridge Bar. Which sea does the River Rhone flow into? The River Rhone, R-H-O-N-E, Rhone. Question, answer, please.
Mediterranean.
Mediterranean Sea is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar, the Rio Grande separates which two countries? The Rio Grande.
USA and Mexico.
Correct for 2 points. Bridge Bar, who created Philip Marlowe, the private eye? Philip Marlowe.
Raymond Chandler.
Raymond Chandler did for 2 points. Christie's Bar, in aviation, what does VTOL stand for? VTOL.
Vertical takeoff and landing.
It does, vertical takeoff and landing. Bridge Bar, what English county used to be divided into ridings? Ridings.
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire is correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar, who composed the 1812 overture?
Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky did indeed. What was his first name for a bone? No, I'm not going to. Just joking. Anyway, it was Peter. Bridge Bar, what is the mean of 40, 60 and 80?
60.
60. Yep, that's simple. 2 points. Christie's, when is the blue Peter flag raised on a ship?
When it leaves harbour?
Yes, when it's about to leave port. Absolutely right. So that is the end of that round. And Fionnuala, I'm sure, has a score for us.
Yes, both teams got a full score there, 8 points each, bringing Christie's Bar to 42 and Bridge Bar to 38.
Still nothing in it, chaps. 16 questions to go. Here we go. Bridge Bar. Team questions. What is the official residence of the French president? The French president lives in
Versailles.
Throw it over for 1 point.
Elysee Palace.
Elysee Palace is correct for a bonus point. Now, your own question, Christie's Bar. In China, what colour was Mao's little book?
Red.
It was red, indeed. Bridge Bar, in which film does Professor Higgins appear?
My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady, correct for 2 points. Christie's Bar, what kind of creature is a natterjack?
Toad.
It is a toad, indeed. Now, Bridge Bar, Buff Orpingtons and Plymouth Rocks are types of what? Buff Orpingtons and Plymouth Rocks are types of what?
Apples?
No. Throw it over for 1 point to Christie's.
Birds?
I'll need a little... Sorry?
Seagulls. Birds?
No, they're not seagulls, but they are birds. They're chickens. They're domestic fowl. Okay, Buff Orpingtons and Plymouth Rocks. I can't give you a bonus for that. I'm sorry. How many ribs does a human have? Christie's bar. How many ribs does a human have? Frantically counting their rib cages.
32.
Pass it over for a bonus to the other side.
22.
No, gentlemen, 24. 24 is the answer. excuse me. What canal, Bridge Bar, takes food through your body?
Alimentary.
The alimentary canal does indeed for 2 points. And Christie's Bar, last question in this round. In which European country is Malmö? Malmö.
Sweden.
It is in Sweden for 2 points. Well, 7 rounds gone and 1 round to go. Fionnuala.
As we head into the last round, Christie's Bar scored 7, bringing them to 49. And the Bridge Bar scored 4, bringing their score to 42.
Ooh, right. Okay, let's see how we get on in the last round. Bridge Bar, what moor is named after the county town of Cornwall? A moor.
Exmoor?
No, I'll throw it over for a bonus point to Christie's if they get it.
Dartmoor after Dartmouth?
No, it's Bodmin Moor, gentlemen. Bodmin Moor. Now, Christie's Bar, your question. Which tennis player was named Iceman by the press? Iceman.
Bjorn Borg.
Bjorn Borg was for 2 points. Bridge Bar, in which UK city is the area of Toxteth?
Liverpool.
Toxteth. Liverpool is correct for 2 points for Bridge Bar. Christie's Bar. Over which body of water was Glenn Miller lost? Over which body of water was Glenn Miller lost?
English Channel.
English Channel is correct for 2 points. Bridge Bar. Is there anybody there, said the traveller, is the first line of which poem? Is there anybody there, said the traveller, knocking on the moonlit door? As his horse in the silence champed the grasses of the forest's ferny floor. What's the poem? Need an answer?
Macbeth.
Nope, pass it over. Need a quick answer, fellas, thank you. I need a quick answer. No. The answer is The Listeners by Walter de la Mare. The Listeners. Now, Christie's Bar. The town of Titipu is the alternative title of which Gilbert and Sullivan light opera?
Mikado.
Mikado is correct for 2 points. Bridge Bar, which Japanese word means divine wind?
Kamikaze.
Kamikaze is correct for 2 points. And the last question of the contest for Christie's Bar, who were the defending champions in the 1966 Soccer World Cup? Who were the defending champions in the 1966 Soccer World Cup?
Brazil.
Brazil were for 2 points. Well, gentlemen, that's the end of the contest. Let us find out now from Fionnuala what the final score is.
In that final round, Christie's Bar scored 8, bringing them to 57, and the Bridge Bar scored 4, bringing them their score to 46.
Gentlemen, very close. 57-46. Good contest. Congratulations to the winners, whom we'll be seeing again to go through to the next round, and also the highest scoring losers. 2, possibly 3 of the highest scoring losers will also go through and get a chance in the next round. So congratulations to you. We'll be seeing you again. Christie's Bar. Just after the 9 o'clock news next Sunday night, tune in again to hear Browns on the Green from Letterkenny Golf Club, who are the highest losers so far, take on the Lighthouse Tavern in Fannad. So from the teams representing the Bridge Bar Remelton and Christie's Bar Strabane, with thanks to Stephen and to Tommy for engineering, from Fionnuala Rabbit, I almost said Tommy, Donald Kavanagh, from Fionnuala Rabbit and myself, Billy Patterson. Good evening.
Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz was brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to your home, farming, or building questions.